Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. I am not Gary Sharp. I'm Ravi Lula. And despite what some people may think, I do not sell insurance. That's a little inside baseball here. Our GM Mark just comes in. He's like, hey, do you sell insurance under a different last name? I'm like, no. He goes, I just got an email from a Ravi with a different last name of yours. I was like, that's not this Ravi, is it? No. That is not my day job. But I am happy to be joining you here today in the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. I've been asking all day, who is your Nebraska sports person of the year? Megan Rapinoe was named the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. But I want to know, in the state of Nebraska, who is yours? Earlier we had Tyler Berger? I'm sorry, I forgot already. Where is it? Yeah, Tyler Berger, the NCAA runner-up at 157 pounds in wrestling. That was one that we got earlier from Nebraska Cody. George, you've been getting some coming in. What are some of the nominations we've heard?
Yeah, I got a couple of them here. I got some trolling here too. There's a Iowa Hawkeyes fan that said Keith Duncan.
Get out of here, Iowa fan. You're not welcome here.
I actually got on our JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed. I don't even know what this Twitter name is, but Scott the Savior Frost has gotten a vote.
Actually, for this year?
He's gotten a couple votes.
For this year?
The year 2019, he's gotten a couple votes.
Year 2019, year of our Lord.
Yeah, Matthew actually just emailed us as well, said, Scott Frost for putting up with the stress of the head coaching job.
That's the bar now? That's the bar now, is putting up the stress? Listen, I'm not one. Listen, I'm sorry. Hold on. Listen.
Go ahead.
I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, he's doing a terrible job. Need to give him, you know, get him out of there. He's not the guy for the job. I'm not that guy. Uh-huh. Okay, but sports person of the year for 5-7 and for dealing with the stress of the job, that's where we're at right now? Like, come on. We're better than that, Nebraska. Right now, with that nonsense, Tyler Berger's still the leader in the clubhouse. You got anybody besides Frost? I'm sorry. If you're coming in with Frost, you're wrong. Okay? He is not the sports person of the year. Make a bowl game, then we'll talk. Okay, I'm not hating. I believe in Frost.
No, I feel you.
But they were 5-7. You can't give me that as a sports person of the year. I'm not having it. I am not having it. Y'all gonna make me angry on the radio today. This is supposed to be my fun job, guys.
Right? I've got a Jay Ducker.
Okay, Jay Ducker from Bellevue West.
Yes, I've got a Jay Ducker.
Running back, he was the Gatorade High School Player of the Year, just recently named. Okay, that's a good nomination.
There is one in the Equitable Bank inbox. I'll say Bill Moose, steady leadership, extended Frost because football needs stability, Hoiberg, not to mention the voice of reason that no one wanted to accept that 6-6 should be the expectation for football.
Now listen, that's a better nomination than Frost, if for no other reason from the Fred Hoiberg hire. Mm-hmm. I agree that he's kind of been trying to temper expectations a little bit, which is important. I'm not giving you credit on the extension because, let's be honest, if Frost doesn't work out, it's Moose's hide on the line as well. So that's a self-preservation move there. And so I'm not necessarily buying that. Now, it still might be the right thing to do, but I'm not giving him extra credit for that. Moose is a better nomination than Frost at this point, but I can't give him the nod because Fred Hoiberg is struggling a little bit right now. He's not, listen, this was going to be a transition year. I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I'm not, again, same thing with Frost. I believe Hoiberg is going to turn it around. I believe it's going to be fine. But I can't give Moose too much credit on Hoiberg until he actually starts to win.
Right.
Now, I will say, I did not think Nebraska could get Fred Hoiberg. When that name started getting thrown around, I was like, okay, whose pipe dream is that? Right? Like, I was like, that seems far-fetched.
Yes.
But I will give, so I'll give a little bit of credit there. That's a better nomination than Frost.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. David McGee's got a really good one.
Okay.
Angela Mercurio.
You're going to have to elaborate. That's not ringing a bell.
Angela Mercurio was named the 2019 NCAA Women of the Year.
Okay.
She's on the track and field team.
Okay.
So she was just named that. She just accepted that award in October. And the award goes to it goes to somebody who does well in education as well as on I
athletics.
Guess the track.
Athletics.
she won the Big Ten Triple Jump Championship in indoor track and field and garnered 3 second team USTFCCCA All-American accolades.
That's a lot of letters.
That's what I said. That's what I said. But
she also looks like majored in biochemistry and
that is hard.
Women's and gender studies. So she was the that's
a good one.
That is a good one. That's that is a good nomination. Angela Mercurio, Nebraska, former Nebraska triple jumper. I'll take that. That's a good nomination.
Tony just emailed us and said, for all the golf guys, Nate Lashley.
Nate Lashley. I'm going to have to Google Nate Lashley. I know the name, but I'm not a golf guy, so mm-hmm. I need to check out his bona fides while we take nominations here.
Totally.
We have any more?
Yep. Sean just emailed us, and Sean said, my vote goes to Ben Still. Still has been active in the Huskers Life Skills Program, volunteering his time with the FCA, Husker Heroes, teammates, the Nebraska Football Road Race, and local hospital visits. For his efforts, he received the Sam Foltz Hero 27 Leadership Award earlier this spring and was named to the Tom Osborne and Brooke Boehringer Citizenship Teams for the past 3 years. Earlier this year, he was also involved in the Huskers football team's efforts to raise money for flood relief victims following the spring floods across Nebraska. So Ben Still probably.
So Ben Stilley, that is a good nomination. I will say I need you to be just like a little bit better on the field. Like he had a good year. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it was bad. He had a good year.
Yep.
But if I could get just like he sounds like an incredible human being.
Yes.
But it's sports person of the year, not just person of the year.
Person of the year.
He's in the conversation. Sports person of the year. I just need like a little bit more accomplishment from Ben Stilley.
Okay.
Just a little bit. But that's a good nomination.
Yes. Can I give you mine?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's
I have
hear
it. Solidified mine.
You've decided on yours?
I have decided on mine.
Yeah.
For the year of 2019.
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that we preface that.
Specifically 2019.
Specifically this year, 2019, I'm going to go with Nebraska Volleyball's Nicklin Hames.
Okay. Give me the argument.
So she's a setter. As a freshman, led this team. As a freshman setting, led the team to a final. They weren't supposed to be in that final.
Sure.
Did they lose? Yes. They lost. But as a freshman, was able to lead that team to a final. And then comes back even better this year. And now they're back in the tournament. Got an opportunity to make some noise as well. I've got to go with Nicklin on this one.
All right. That's a good nomination. We'll get to mine later. We'll continue to take yours.
Yes.
Dingman's Collision Center hotline 402-951-1620. The Equitable Bank inbox, George at 1620, and the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at RALULA. That's RALULLA. Nate Lashley got his first PGA Tour victory this year in June. He won by 6 stroke. He was 25 under par. That's pretty good. Yeah,
that's not bad.
That's pretty solid. I'll give him credit there. But I'm going to say just a single PGA win is not, I believe, more in the Nebraska sports people than to give credit on just a single NCAA or a single PGA Tour win. I think it's going to take more than that.
Yeah.
Not, you know, shout out to Nate Lashley. Got to love Nebraskans doing things. Mm-hmm. But I need a little bit more. I need a little bit more.
See, in my head, I was like, does Isaiah Roby touch the list? I mean, he didn't have the best season in Nebraska, but I think getting drafted in the NBA and making the Dallas Mavericks roster, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, but he wasn't even the best basketball player in the state last year.
You're not wrong.
I mean, like, I'm having a hard, you know, I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time giving it to him for not being the best basketball player in the state. That's where I kind of land there.
You're not wrong.
I appreciate you thinking outside of the box.
Yeah,
I really do.
I'm out here trying to stretch, trying to give
surprised.
Some
I'm surprised my nomination hasn't been said yet. I am.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I think it's a pretty obvious one.
Okay.
So we'll take some more calls and tweets and emails and see what we get. But I don't think I mentioned this yet. Brody Darren had an unavoidable conflict come up, so we're not going to get to Brody today, unfortunately. But we will catch up still with Matt Lothrop in the 12 o'clock hour, and then Robin Washett and Tom Chattel in the 1 o'clock hour. So between now and 12:30, we have time for your calls, tweets, not text. You can't text me.
Please don't text me.
I mean, if you have my number already, you can text me, but I'm not going to give out my number. I'm not that thirsty.
You want another one?
Yeah, quick? What do we got?
Lucas on Twitter says, Xavier Betts or Xavier Watts?
Okay, both good both good nominations. You've got a couple of guys going to Nebraska and Notre Dame, kind of in that. Although I have a hard time putting them strictly for, listen, I get that they're better football prospects than Jay Ducker, but Jay Ducker was the Gatorade Player of the Year.
Uh-huh.
So I have a hard time putting either one of those guys ahead of Jay Ducker.
Mm-hmm.
Although they're both fantastic and good nominations. I appreciate those. Those are good.
I'm with it. I like it.
I like it. I like giving some of the less popular sports a little bit of love, whether it's Nate Lashley or Angela Mercurio.
Because it's one of those that, yeah, obviously we cover football and basketball and that kind of stuff, but there's other great stuff that's happening in Nebraska.
There's a lot of incredible athletes in the state that don't necessarily get all the shine that some of the, I mean, that's why the Scott Frost is a non-starter with me. It's just, mm-hmm. You know.
And we're talking Nebraska as a state, right?
The entire state.
Right. So that means I'm not just talking about the school in Lincoln.
No, talking about
UNO,
high school, UNO, Creighton.
Yeah, all of it. All of it comes
high school
together.
Professionals, yep. From the state of Nebraska. You know, the whole thing.
Oh, if we're talking about that, you know, Gabby, you had a good year. Dwayne Wade retired. She's got a man at home.
Yeah, but she is not a sports person. Okay. She was, all right, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I get that she, I mean, she's in the Nike commercial, so if you want to count that, I guess. But specifically, as much as I love Gabrielle Union, showed up on game day, was our celebrity picker, like, love her representing the state of Nebraska. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
You're right.
But I need a little bit more sportsy out of my sports person of the year.
She played one hell of a role in Bring It On.
That's true. I'm not saying.
But that wasn't this year. So
that wasn't this year. I'm not saying cheerleaders aren't athletes.
Right.
I got in trouble on bagging on some cheerleaders when I was in high school. I don't want to. I'm not going down that road again, but no, Gabrielle Union, I don't think qualifies on the sports part of sports person of the year. We're getting some good nominations in though. Adam on Twitter says maybe Alex Gordon if he ends up retiring this year. That would be to me more of like a lifetime achievement award. For Alex Gordon, I don't know that he specifically. I'm gonna look up his stats real quick for you. I don't think he specifically qualifies for this year in terms of his accomplishments on the field this year. What does George? What does Randy want to talk about? Is it a sports person thing?
Yep.
All right, let's get to Randy.
Did I not put it up there? Oh no, I didn't put it up there. That's
Come on, George.
That's my bad.
Randy, how are you today? Who's your sports person of the year?
Terrence Crawford, hands down.
Terrence Crawford. See, that was my, you got mine. That was my nomination. Terrence Bud Crawford, that's my guy.
That's a good one.
See, I agree.
There you go.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate the call. That was my nomination. He spoiled it for me, but I'm glad finally somebody said it. Now, I will say, Terrence has only fought once so far this year. It was a TKO over Amir Khan to retain his WBO welterweight title. That was back in April. He is fighting again on Saturday. And I'll be honest, I can't even pronounce this guy's name. He's fighting in Madison Square Garden on Saturday. He's defending his welterweight title once again and is facing a mandatory challenger. I believe he's from Lithuania. And I can't pronounce this guy's name. It's like Kavaliauskas. That's what I'm going to go with, Kavaliauskas. That's the last name. Joe seems to be on the Bud Crawford train as well. Joe, is Bud your sports person of the year?
I didn't hear anybody say it, but while I was calling up, it sounds like somebody also mentioned Bud Crawford.
Yep, absolutely. It was the guy right before you, and it was my pick as well that I hadn't said yet. I'm 100% on board for Bud Crawford.
I think for this area, I don't think nationwide he gets as much respect as he should. The guy's a stud. He's what, 36-0, 35-0?
35, yeah. Fight 36 coming up on Saturday.
35-0, and he's killing it. He should get some more praise, but that's my pick. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe.
The Bud Crawfords are flowing in now.
That was mine. I couldn't believe nobody had said it yet.
Yeah. Tanner on our email is like, hey, has anybody said Bud yet?
Now, listen, I understand he's only fought once this year. He does have another fight coming up on Saturday.
And I think that's why I stayed away from it.
Because only one fight this year?
Because he's got a great career.
He does.
Yeah.
Here's the other part that I'm considering this as part of for this year, though.
Yeah.
He just opened a new retail store down in North Omaha, part of a North Omaha revitalization project.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm giving him credit for that. He's got the sports part. He's still, still welterweight champion of the world. He's trying to get a little revitalization up in the community he grew up in North Omaha. I'm here for that.
If he loses, he probably won't. But if he loses this week,
why you gotta put that juju in the universe?
I'm just saying. But if he loses this week, does he still deserve it?
I mean, that's a tough conversation. Probably
he's not gonna lose. But
yeah, probably have to go in a different direction at that point. He is a heavy favorite.
Yeah,
against Kavaliauskas. That's how I'm going to keep saying it. I don't know how to say it. He is a heavy favorite. This is a mandatory challenger, considered mostly a tune-up fight for his next big go-around. So keep those coming in. If you've got any other guys, we're going to take another break here. You're listening to The Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.